I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report is up now with Ali Burlow. And this week, potatoes, the most versatile and comforting food. Ali shares an essay about the last of her winter stash.
This past fall, I bought 50 pounds of German butterball potatoes. They're a hearty, dense, and waxy-fleshed heirloom variety. They don't get flaky or mealy when cooked. They're like a Yukon Gold, only better, I think, because they have a thick skin that is delicious. Cooking them whole, or in their packets, as the Brits say, is my favorite technique because the skin holds in the flavor. I start them in a pot of cold, salted water and then bring them to a boil and turn it down to a sturdy simmer, testing the potatoes with the tip of a sharp, narrow knife to feel how their doneness is coming along. I'm looking for more resistance and undercook the potatoes because I like to put them in the fridge to use later. They're the most versatile ingredient to have on hand. You can cut them into a stew or braise. They soak up the spices and juices and still hold their firm texture. And for breakfast, shredded into a golden crispy hash brown that spits and sears in a hot skillet of salt and fat, like lard or ghee or vegetable oil. Or as mashed potatoes with butter, cream, and nutmeg to top off a shepherd's pie. Something really good happens to any cooked potato that rests in the fridge for a day, because when you revive them, they're tastier, rootier, and more useful. I know it's almost spring when I have to reach deeper into the darkness of that tall paper sack the farmer sold those 50 pounds in. I'm shoulder deep now. The handfuls that I'm bringing up are sprouting to save their lives, with their baby, fat, ghoulish white sprouts reaching randomly toward the light. They're determined and strange looking. Potato sprouts will make you sick if you eat them because they contain a bitter compound called solanine. Sprouting potatoes are in the process of converting starches into sugars to support the new growth. They're still edible once you peel them, but they lose that earthy potato-ness that cooking them in their thick skin protects. When I get my next 50 pounds in the fall, I'm going to try a storage system I learned from Tom Hodgson and Christine Galt. They're of West Tisbury in Falmouth. They showed me how to improvise a root cellar that's really clever and inexpensive.
People go to all kinds of trouble to make root cellars. Since we're both cheap and lazy, we find that keeping potatoes in sand in a plain old plastic tote works remarkably well. We have one buried outside in the garden, but we also keep the food we'll be using in the near-term future right here in the crawl space. And it's cheap, it's simple, it's easy, it's handy.
That cool, dry, and dark environment helps to keep the potatoes from sprouting. On one of the shortest and coldest days of this year, I wrote a note to myself and stuck it on the kitchen wall. It's a wisdom that my friend's Italian grandmother passed on to them, and they shared it with me. Nona, that's what they called her, told them to boil some potatoes first thing every morning because you never know what the day will bring. And while you're at it, throw in a load of laundry. With this big bag of potatoes and me, the cook, it's like we've been kitchen dancing together through the long, deep shadows of winter quiet. Now that the potatoes are emerging into spring with their new growth, I'm coming out of it too, to find warmth and sunlight and whatever's next. It's inevitable, these ways of nature for both plant and animal, the determination in reaching for the next day, every new morning.
That's Ali Burlow for the Local Food Report. By the way, Ali says she just got to the very bottom of the bag today. We've got some potato pictures and some info about that heirloom variety, the German butterball. And we'd love to hear from you. How do you store potatoes? How do you make them last through the winter? And what are some of your favorite recipes? Find us at capeandislands.org or email us at info@capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, for Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.